direct from the golf course and onto your radio. This is...
Hello, everybody.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
Welcome, everybody. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeff.
Hola, Tucson.
And we are celebrating the people, the places, the events, the history, the culture that makes living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so wonderful.
That's right, Fred. And so what have you been up to?
I'm always up to no good.
All right.
Because you remember our grandmother, Mia, Grace Montano.
I do remember our grandmother, Mia.
Yeah. She would always say, you know, are you guys staying out of trouble? And the only acceptable answer was...
No.
That's correct.
Yeah. Ay, que Jeffy, she would always say, que chulo, and all that kind of good stuff. As she's squeezing your cheek so hard it almost fell off your face.
Well, yeah, it did.
Or no, that was Tia Chata, too. She did that a lot.
Yeah,
well.
Tia Chata did it.
Yeah, Tia Chata. She was a cheek squeezer.
She was.
So, welcome to the Fred and Jeff Show. We are, as Fred said, we're here to celebrate everything Tucson and Southern Arizona. Don't forget to go to our website, fredandjeff.com, to listen to past shows and sign up for our newsletter so you can have an idea of who we're going to talk to this week, because it might be somebody that you really would like to hear as we go along in the show, or if you miss them, you can go to the website and listen to them at a later date.
And it also provides you with an opportunity to send us little notes.
Yes.
We, as listeners, have been.
We love little notes.
We love those notes.
Yeah, and thank you for all your positive thoughts. We've had a lot of people send us emails saying, gosh, thanks for what you guys are doing. And, you know, we love what we're doing. We love meeting the folks that make Tucson a great place to live. So,
and we like bringing them to you.
Right. So if you've got a friend or a neighbor or you know somebody that makes Tucson a great place to live, let us know, because we'd like to let everybody else out there know about these great folks.
So if you want to get on our email list, you get a newsletter once a week. Send me an email at fred@fredandjeff.com, and it's FREDANDJEFF. .com, and we'll put you on the list, and if you want to send us notes, that's the email address you use as well, and that will also be the email address you'll use towards the end of the show when we give away a copy. Should we sign it? It'd be fun just to sign it.
Well, you could sign it, Fred. I didn't write it, so I would feel
weird
about it.
But it's a family thing. It's a family thing.
It's a very nice thing. It's a copy of the book our grandpa put together called Border Man.
And it's a compilation of our great-grandfather's diary from when he came to, well, when he was living in Sonora, Mexico, and when he came to Tucson in 1884, he was a 14-year-old blacksmith apprentice.
Right. And the reason we're giving that away today is because one of the things that is happening in Tucson right now is there's a great exhibit at the Arizona State Museum. And it's presented in honor of the state centennial. It's basketry treasured. So they have a phenomenal collection of American treasure, or of baskets, from the Tohono O'odhums, the Apaches, the Hopis. Just a fabulous, fabulous, fabulous collection. And
not only that, but they also are continuing on with 100 quilts, 100 years.
Right. And, you know, all of this, again, has to deal with our state's centennial, which kicked off February 14th. We are the Valentine State. But as we're reading the information, and by the way, folks, you can go to fredandjeff.com and get a list of all the cool things that are happening here, or you can go to the Metropolitan Visitor Convention Bureau's website, which is visittucson.org.
What was that? The Metropolitan what?
The MTCVB, Metropolitan Tucson Visitor and Convention Bureau. Did I not say that correctly?
No, you didn't. Still haven't said it. You still haven't said it right.
But Metropolitan Tucson Visitor and...
Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Oh, MTCVB?
Yeah, that...
I was saying MTVCB?
Those letters are in order for a reason.
Fred. So, usually I get to give you crap on the show. I don't know if I like this.
Yeah, all I have to do is just wait. I'm just waiting now.
All right, I'm going to start doing my Fred imitation.
I don't think it's right.
So there's a lot of stuff on the website, but also they're having great information about border series, you know, history of people growing up around the border between Mexico and the United States. So that, getting back to my original point, is why we're giving away this book today to one lucky emailer, to fred@fredandjeff.com. to you, friend.
Yeah, there are a lot of fun stuff going on. You know, we love talking about this stuff, and we love going to this stuff. One of our favorite things to do is to go downtown on a second Saturday.
That's right.
And that's coming up this weekend.
That's right.
Well, this coming weekend. Obviously, we're at the end of this current weekend, today being Sunday.
Right. There's there's also the Arizona Centennial Art Exhibit at Tohonatrol Park.
Yeah.
There's the 100 Years of Arizona's Best, Minerals That Made the State. There's all kinds of stuff. Oh, the Tucson Rodeo Parade Museum is giving tours. So there's all kinds of stuff to do here locally. Please, please, please never let us hear you say, gosh, there's nothing to do in Tucson when there's only about a million things that you can do.
Yeah, in future shows, I mean, we're going to be talking about the Western Music Festival and art show at Old Tucson. That's coming up later in the month.
San Javier Mission Guided Tours run all the way through late September. There's the Science Downtown.
Oh, that's beautiful. If you go to the Rialto Block, the University of Arizona College of Science has partnered with the folks who own the Rialto Block, and they are presenting all sorts of stuff that the U of A is engaged in. Right now, I believe it's the Mars exhibit.
Right.
And that's just a phenomenal trip to go through and see what the U of A is doing.
Yeah, it's awesome. And then, of course, there's Bike Fest 2012, which is running till almost the end of the month. It's running till the 21st. So, folks, there's tons and tons of stuff to see, to do. Get out there. Enjoy your neighbors. Go find – we just had last week the big food truck roundup in Marana.
Those are becoming more and more frequent.
They are?
And they're even having, like, mini ones. So they have this big food truck roundup where there's dozens of these vendors who come out, and they find some vacant lot, and they're setting it up. But they also, like, there was one, I think, last week, the week before, just in the Bookman's parking lot. They set up in the parking lot, and just a few of them. And so they're starting to get more pervasive in the community, and they're a lot of fun.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it's good, too, because you get to try out some of this really tasty food. And if people have been here for a long time, they know that there are some really significant restaurants in Tucson, like El Güero Canelo.
El Güero Canelo?
El Güero Canelo.
You know, there's no Mexican in you, Fred.
I still have this thing with my tooth, and I can't talk very well.
Well, at least you have one.
Yeah, at least I have. Well, I have 32 or 31 and a half right now.
31 and a third, right.
And a third. So that guy started off as a food cart.
Right.
So, you know, you are...
And if it wasn't for BK, he'd have the best Sonoran hot dog in Tucson.
Oh.
That's right. I'm a BK guy. I know you're a Güero Canelo guy.
No, actually, I love BK.
Yeah, but Güero Canelo is good, though. But
BK is very tasty.
Yes, lots of fun things. And then, of course, don't forget the Carnival Spring Festival, the 5th Annual Tucson Carnival. So, folks, there's tons and tons of things to do. We got to take a quick break. We'll be back in a minute to introduce you to our guest today. So stick around here on The Fred and Jeff Show.
Visit The Fred and Jeff Show online at fredandjeff.com.
Why are we proud to live in Tucson?
Because our tapestry of heritage and culture attracts interest from around the world.
While our vibrant community of artists lifts our spirits and sparks our imagination.
Because downtown Tucson is coming to life.
Because you can dress down for the rodeo in the morning and dress up for the theater at night.
Because an army of entrepreneurs and small business owners help fuel our economy.
This is my Tucson, and together we thrive.
Burger.
A simple, well-made burger, cooked to your choice.
Why Monkey Burger?
We called it that because come see our art on the walls. It tells a story. Monkey Burger, where it's impossible to be a food snob, even if they do serve wine, beer, as well as Tucson's best burger. 514-9797.
Just drive right past Olive Garden on Broadway and Craycroft and park in front of Monkey Burger.
Casa de la Luz is Spanish for House of Light. That's what one needs when facing a terminal illness. A House of Light to provide comfort, support, and experienced hospice care during the end-of-life journey. The mission of Casa de la Luz is to provide superior care to patients and their loved ones so that they may complete their mission on this earth in comfort, dignity, and harmony. Founded in 1998 by Lynette Jaramillo and Agnes Poor, Casa de la Luz Hospice has become a leading provider of superior hospice care throughout southern Arizona. Whether it is in the hospital, at home, an assisted center, or a nursing home, The caring staff at Casa de la Luz will reach far beyond the usual and customary hospice service. Every service provided is a reflection of our commitment to our community. Casa de la Luz Hospice, because every day counts.
Time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth, Tucson's News Talk FM.
And welcome back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronson. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we are celebrating all of the great things going on in Tucson, Southern Arizona, one of which is near and dear to my heart. Now, Jeff and I have had many, many past lives, former lives.
What does that mean?
Well, you know, we've had different careers. We've done different things that are varied and not what we're currently doing. And one of the things in one of my past lives is I was a paramedic.
Right.
Worked on an ambulance.
Right.
And so our guest is...
And I remember that turning point in our life. Mr. Hector Inigo, wonderful gentleman that we grew up with. As you and I were growing up, we said, gosh, we both want to be paramedics. And Hector says, well, here's the test. If you're a paramedic and you see an old wino or a young wino or some bum laying in the street and he's throwing up all over himself and he needs mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, would you do it? And I immediately said, I'm out. And you said, yes, I would. Which is what, at what point I knew that you had mental issues. But...
You know, I think my life history, you could clearly demonstrate the mental issues that I have. But, you know, one of the trainings that we had to go through was CPR. We had to do advanced cardiac life support kind of training.
You helped a lot of people when you were working on the ambulance. And lots of people.
Yeah, we did some good.
Yeah, you did very good.
It was fun.
I was proud of you back in those days.
Yeah, I remember some of that stuff. You know, I was actually at a dinner party a couple weeks ago, and the thing came up about me being a paramedic, and somebody's like, you know, what was the funniest call you went on? And I can't say it on the air, but it was pretty dang funny.
Yeah, I bet you there were a lot of funny ones.
Yes, there were.
Yep.
And also a lot of sad ones. But anyhow, we digress, and we're wasting valuable radio airtime.
Yes, Bill is going to be upset.
Bob.
Sorry, Bob.
All right, and we know. Well, okay, I'll tell you. I didn't tell you about this one, but I'll tell you during the break. So, anyways, we have in studio with us Richard White, who is the executive director of the American Red Cross here in Tucson. Richard, how are you doing?
I'm doing terrific.
Are you ready to put up with both of us for
the jocularity that we bring to the table?
I am. This is a little less formal than I'm used to, but I'm going to go with the flow.
All right, Richard. So, Richard, where are you from, Richard? Where are you originally from?
I'm originally from Boston. I came out here on vacation about 20 years ago. I love the desert, love the warm weather. Left everything back in Massachusetts, moved out, and have never looked back.
You came to Tucson and left your roots because of the weather. We've never heard that story before.
No.
I mean, you'd be amazed at how common that is. I mean, the weather in Southern Arizona brings a lot of people. That's great. And were you affiliated with the Red Cross when you were in Boston?
I was not. I had occasion to see the Red Cross in action in Boston. And what really drew me to the Red Cross was the fact that the Red Cross actually saved my dad's life during World War II and saved my mom's life about 14 years ago.
Can you share those stories with us?
Sure. A story I heard from when I was a little tyke, and I heard it all the time. My dad was a private during World War II, and he was sent over to France at the beginning, not on D-Day. But he was with a group that quietly came on shore and stormed a beach near Normandy. And he got about 100 yards onto the beach, and he took a bullet about an inch below his heart.
Oh, wow.
He fell to the ground, bleeding profusely. And he said, just thinking to himself, this was it. He always said when his number's up, it's up. And he thought that was going to be it. He was just barely 20 years old. Out of nowhere, medics came racing across the beach under heavy gunfire, got my dad onto a gurney, started a plasma drip, and went back through the same gunfire, and the two medics and my dad survived. Red Cross, as they still do today, notified my mom and my grandparents that he was severely injured, but he was expected to survive his wounds. And because he was in a body cast, his back was broken, he could not use his arms or even his hands, he dictated letters to Red Cross nurses every day for 10 months while he was in a body cast, and they wrote the letters and sent them home to my family.
That's amazing.
So he was always indebted to the American Red Cross, and it's a story I've heard from the time I was 3 years old.
Well, we're indebted to your dad for his service to our country. That's an amazing story. And how did the Red Cross help your mom?
This is an equally interesting story. I traveled back to Boston to help my dad celebrate his 80th birthday. And when I was about 20 and he was 46, I had taken a Red Cross CPR class in Boston. And I had half a day to kill, and I was, as a Red Cross employee, I must take CPR every year. So we had some time to kill, and I persuaded my 80-year-old dad to go down to the Red Cross with me, and we took a refresher, and he took the class at 80. We both passed the class just fine. It was kind of a nice way for father and son to spend an afternoon. And we went to a fancy hotel for the birthday. Well, but halfway through the meal, I saw my mom, who was 78, stand up, clutching her throat, losing the color in her face, and it was evident that she was choking. So I'm thinking, this is fortunate. The Red Cross executive director is right about 5 seats away from her. So I stood up, pushed people away, but before I could even get there, my 80-year-old dad, who had taken this CPR class 2.5 hours before dinner, raced up ahead of me, put his arms around my mother, and delivered 3 abdominal thrusts, the third of which ejected a piece of steak. She started coughing, gagging, crying. Everybody else started crying. And to our amazement, she, A, was okay, and B, we all sat down, and she finished her steak.
Wow. That's crazy. So the Red Cross has had a huge impact in your life.
2 times. I really credit them with saving my dad's life and then my mom's life.
That's great. So when you came to Tucson, you came here for vacation. You loved the weather. You thought, this is where I got to be. How did you affiliate with the local Red Cross?
Well, I worked for the United Way for a number of years, and when the director's position came up at Red Cross in 2000, I applied and fortunately was chosen to be the executive director. So I am completing my 12th year, and it is the most interesting, most demanding, challenging, and rewarding position I've ever had. I've worked in state government. I've worked in private business. I've run businesses. I've worked for several nonprofits. By far, the Red Cross is the most challenging and satisfying experience I've ever had professionally.
Well, let's talk about the Red Cross a little bit, because I think you guys do a lot of things that people know about but don't know about. And what I mean by that is we all know that we can go down to the Red Cross and donate blood and platelets. So you guys have got a big operation that does that. And how much blood do you guys collect a year?
The American Red Cross collects approximately 50% of the blood that is used in local hospitals here in southern Arizona every year. It's a very difficult task to get people to donate blood. A lot of people will tell us they don't want to give blood because of the pain of a needle in their arm. They're afraid they're going to faint. They don't want a black and blue mark. They don't have time. I every day I think I can't hear another excuse, and yet I hear a brand new one. And yet, fortunately, many people do know donate blood, and we are able to pretty well meet the contractual arrangements we have with local hospitals. So we have blood centers at Kolb and Broadway. We have a blood center, donation center at the Foothills Mall. You can go to redcrossblood.org and find out where the centers are located, what hours they're located, and you can get answers to confidential questions about your eligibility. Some people don't know because of illnesses they've had, of medications they were or are currently taking.
Or if they've traveled
somewhere. There are some areas because of mosquitoes and malaria and mad cow disease that will take somebody out of the pool of potential donors.
And if someone's out of the pool once, are they out of the pool forever?
That will depend on each circumstance. The FDA monitors the American Red Cross and, in concert with the Red Cross, decide when they have to take people out of the list of available donors.
Well, I want to explore a little bit more of that, because you're standing in a room with two fairly prolific blood donors. And Fred, you donate platelets.
Well, yeah, I used to do blood, and now I do platelets. And I go in every couple of weeks, and there's a machine. It's called a Trema machine, and it's one needle. You sit there for a couple hours. They take the blood out. They spin out the platelets, put the blood back in. I sit there, watch a movie, and are very well taken care of. You know, donating blood takes 8 minutes, 5 minutes.
Well, let's not undersell it, because it does. It's a bit of a commitment. It's about an hour. By the time you walk in the front door, you do all of the. You answer all the questions. They have to check your iron. They take your pulse. They ask you all the questions that you were just referring to. Or have you, you know, done any of these things or been to any of these places?
There's a computer thing. You answer questions on the computer.
Right, and then you give blood, and then you hang out in the waiting room eating Oreos for 45 minutes. So it's about an hour. But what I was getting to is, there are, when you say people are reticent to give blood, there are many, many folks out there who don't even know what their blood type is. And it's so important to give blood for a myriad of reasons, but really because that is the one thing that costs you nothing but an hour of your time that has such a huge impact in this community. I mean, I'd really ask anybody to tell me something that would make a bigger difference that doesn't impact your pocketbook than giving a pint of blood. Do you know of something?
Or even the platelets
or the
plasma.
Platelets. You know, now the plates is a little bit of a time commitment, because it's a couple of hours, and
but it's so easy.
But it's very,
so
very easy. So and the reason I bring that up, Richard, is I want you to share with our listeners about the Baby Brigade. And there aren't a lot of people out there that even know what the Baby Brigade is. Could you tell our listeners what that is?
Sure. The Baby Brigade is something that Red Cross is very proud of. And it consists of hundreds of donors here in southern Arizona whose blood is particularly suitable for young babies who need transfusions. And if you're a member of the Baby Brigade, you're pretty much on call all the time. You can donate blood every 56 days, and a lot of people very proudly announce that they're members of the Baby Brigade. And when they're called, they will usually leave work or postpone going off to a meeting or postpone playing golf, realizing that there's a young child in a hospital somewhere in Tucson whose life will depend on their willingness to go in then and donate blood along with some other donors.
And my understanding is that one donation of blood can save four babies.
That is correct. And you talked about platelets before. Platelets can be used to help people who are recovering, usually cancer victims, whose immune systems have been reduced. It can help build up their immune systems. So the saying that a donation of blood is the gift of life is not an overused expression. About 90% of your listeners, Fred and Jeff, at some point in their lives, they or someone in their family will need blood. And people tell us all the time that it's a blessing that there's an American Red Cross that works 24/7, 365 to ensure that there will be safe blood available for them when they need it.
I agree with that. And we got to take a break real quick, but we're going to come back on the second side of the show, on the second half of the show, and we're going to talk about the Red Cross some more, because we barely scratched the surface. But Richard, you said something, safe blood, and we're going to get into that more on the second hour, or the second half hour of the show. So folks, stick around to the Fred and Jeff Show.
Officials in Tulsa. Tulsa expect to provide more details later on the arrests and Friday's possibly racially motivated spree killings. After an anonymous tip, authorities pounced on a residence north of town, arresting 32-year-old Alvin Watts and 19-year-old Jake England in the shootings that killed three black men and injured two more.
Officials said that all the victims were black, and one of the victims who survived had described a white male in a white pickup, an SUV. That detail has apparently proved critical in bringing this case to a resolution.
ABC News Senior Justice Department correspondent Pierre Thomas. The U.S. and Afghanistan have signed an agreement putting Afghans in charge of controversial night raids by Allied forces. It resolves an issue that threatened to derail a larger pact governing the long-term U.S. presence there. North Korea has assembled a three-stage rocket in advance of a controversial launch set for between the next 4 and 8 days. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Aaron Brackett. A red flag warning is in effect for most of southern Arizona for today. Looking for that to stay in effect until 8 o'clock tonight, so watch out. Do not throw those cigarette butts out the window. We have a high fire danger. Also, visibilities could be reduced as those winds gust up to 40 miles per hour at times. A high of just 77 today, 47 tonight. And as we start out the work week on your Monday, just 68 degrees. For 104.1 The Truth, Tucson's News Talk FM, I'm meteorologist Aaron Brackett.
Hi, this is Jeff Ronstadt. March is Write a Will Month. That means that you and your spouse should take some time to sit down and write a will. Most people don't have a will because they think, oh, you know, it won't happen to me. And then when it does, then the financial chaos that it brings about is horrible. So not only do you lose a loved one, but then instead of being able just to grieve the loss of that loved one, you're having to deal with financial ruin. So if you don't have life insurance, please get some life insurance. And if you don't have a will, write a will. And most people think that having a will is too expensive. It's not. There are community forums this month where folks will sit down and show you how to write a will. Go to the Ronstadt Insurance webpage and we'll direct you to those community events. But also, we're giving away a will this month to a family that doesn't have assets greater than $1 million. We will pay for them to get a will, all in the name of trying to put the word out of how important it is to get a will. So please take some time and write a will. Give us a call at Ronstadt Insurance, 721-4848, and we'll help you write a will.
At Barker Morrissey Contracting, our goal is to develop lasting relationships with each one of our clients. We measure our success on achieving that in the end. We offer the best possible combination of experience, integrity, and commitment available in Arizona. The foundation of our organization is a commitment to meet our clients' needs from pre-construction services through project build and move-in. We have experienced, cohesive project managers who thoroughly analyze each project prior to construction. We do this to provide value engineering at the front end of the project while reducing time-consuming change orders during construction. We are confident that our collaboration with you will result in a successful project that will exceed your expectations. Barker Morrissey Contracting. Straightforward, honest, and reliable. Call us at 323-3831 to set up an appointment. That's 323-3831.
Are you planning a special event or celebration? Call Arizona Party Rental, the number one party rental company in southern Arizona.
Hi, this is Bill Viner with the Tucson Festival of Books. It's no wonder why the Tucson Festival of Books relies on Arizona Party Rental. They maintain high standards for all of their products and deliver five-star service.
Hi, this is Andy Brown, Vice President of A-Team Security and Event Services. I've been in the special event business now for 20 years, and nobody does it better than Arizona Party Rental. They have the largest selection of equipment, friendliest staff, and they really care about making your event special.
My name is Rebecca Guthrie, and I would highly recommend Arizona Party Rental to anyone who needs anything that has to do with parties or events. They are very friendly and make you feel like family, and that your event is just as important to them as it is to you.
Hey, thanks. Hi, this is Ken Flower of Arizona Party Rental. Make Arizona Party Rental your celebration destination. Visit our new showroom on Speedway and check us out on Facebook.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth, Tucson's News Talk FM.
And we're back. This is Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother Jeff.
Hola, Tucson.
And you know what, Jeff? We forgot to wish everybody Happy Easter today.
Oh my gosh, you're right. Happy Easter. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. You know, we made these little Cadbury...
We did not.
Okay, well,
You did.
I made them.
You know what, folks? If you want the recipe for one of the most...
Decadent,
interesting, I don't know how else to describe it, Easter egg treats, go to FredJeff.com and Fred will post his Cadbury deviled egg recipe on there. And, I mean, I'm telling you, one of these things, you'll be running around in circles for an hour. There's so much sugar in it.
Well, happy Easter, everybody. And we are back with the show. And with us in studio is Richard White from the American Red Cross. Hey, Richard, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you, guys.
And, Richard, right at the end of the first half hour, you mentioned safe blood. Tell us about what you meant by safe blood.
Well, the Red Cross goes to enormous lengths to ensure that the blood that you receive if you are a patient in a hospital anywhere in the United States is totally safe, and we also want to make sure that your experience as a blood donor also is a very safe experience. So when you go in to donate blood, for some of your listeners who may not have done this before, you will be asked lots and lots of questions about where you've traveled, where you've lived, about your life, about medications you have taken, medications you're currently taking, illnesses you've had. Then you take a small amount of blood is drawn, and it is tested, and you determine your blood type, which you may not know. And that will determine which patients can receive your blood safely when they're in a vulnerable point of their lives in a hospital somewhere. And the blood is then tested. It's tested some tests in Tucson, some in California, and then brought back so that by the time it is ready to be used, you can depend on it being entirely safe. If anything turns up, and sometimes it'll turn up that someone has hepatitis, they don't even know it. Someone possibly could turn up HIV positive, they didn't know it. Of course, that blood is thrown away.
It's destroyed.
At that point, it's destroyed.
So, Richard, the question I have is, what's the shelf life of a pint of blood? If I give blood today, right, how long before it's used, and then how long before it can't be used?
When you donate a pint of blood, it can be used for approximately 45 days.
Oh, wow.
And after that, it is not going to be used for someone who needs blood.
And actually, that's an interesting question, because it varies for the different blood products. Because if you don't donate a pint of blood, a whole blood, you know, that's used, obviously. But if they split it into components, into red cells, into platelets, into plasma, those all have different shelf lives as well.
Well, and plasma's got a shorter shelf life, Fred?
Platelets have like 2 or 3 days.
Platelets need to be used very quickly. You've got a much longer period to use a whole blood.
Yeah. Wow. So if our listeners, and hopefully there are some of them out there, that have never given blood before, and we've kind of demystified the whole giving blood thing, it's not as bad as you may have been told. It's actually quite good, and because of the good that you're doing, where do they go, Richard? Where can they call? Where can they go to find out where they can give blood?
To make an appointment, to reduce your waiting time, and to find out if you are eligible, if you have not been a donor before or not for a while, your listeners should go to a website, redcrossblood.org. That's redcrossblood.org. Through that site, you will punch in your local zip code. You will find out the locations, the phone numbers, the addresses for our two local donor centers, what hours they're open. You can make an appointment online. You can also get answers to frequently asked questions, and you can check what eligibility requirements there are at that time. There's no upper age limit. You've got to be 18 or 16 with a parent's note to donate in Arizona. And if you're questioning, for example, I traveled to Costa Rica several years ago. I came back, and because I had not gone into any areas of Costa Rica where there was malaria, I was eligible to keep donating. 2 years ago, I attended my son's wedding in Belize. When I came back, because of malaria in
Richard,
certain areas,
do you
of
work?
I do.
Costa Rica, Belize.
these were well-earned vacations. I could not donate for a year when I returned from Belize.
Okay, so once you've been to some of these places, you just might have to take a little time out before you can continue to donate.
Correct. And in some cases, if you're on a certain medication, that you will be exempted from being eligible to donate sometimes for a period of time and sometimes indefinitely.
And if you get tattoos or piercings, I mean, the list is comprehensive.
So it's good to go to that website before you go down to a Red Cross, because you may find that you've got that you might not be eligible now, and you got to wait a little bit.
Most people are eligible, but some certainly aren't, and we sure don't want you going down to a center ready to donate blood and to find out you'd be disappointed that you can't. Sometimes that'll come up during the interview process. Something will turn up in your record. But in most cases, you're going to find that you are eligible and that your blood will very graciously be taken and appreciated and will save lives right here in Southern Arizona.
Cool.
And you get cookies afterwards.
Yes, lots.
All the cookies and juice you can eat.
So, Richard, there's a lot of things the Red Cross does in addition to taking blood donations. One of them is your work with the military here locally. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Certainly. The American Red Cross actually was born on the battlefield. Clara Barton, during the Civil War, was a nurse who was appalled to when she visited a battlefield to find out that there were no nurses and, frankly, no doctors that went onto the battlefield. War was conducted very formally, where there would be a starting time, and men would line up on both sides of the Civil War and would shoot at each other. And if you were shot and wounded, you would lie there until the end of the day, the declared war period, where doctors would come out and remove you on a stretcher. In the meantime, many men bled out. Many men endured incredible pain during that day. Some died during the day unnecessarily, and some survived after just an agonizing day. Clara Barton took it upon herself to approach first the military, unsuccessfully on several attempts, and ultimately President Lincoln, and was granted permission to bring a cadre of nurses onto the battlefield. They helped men on both sides, the North and the South, during the Civil War. They were impartial, they were neutral, and these tenets became part of the American Red Cross protocol when the American Red Cross was established 127 years ago. Here in Southern Arizona, a group of nice Tucsonans greeted some U.S. soldiers 97 years ago who were out to, the soldiers were coming to confront Pancho Villa. And it was hot, it was the summer, and some Tucsonans came out with water and came out with food to comfort the soldiers. That led to the creation of the Tucson Red Cross 97 years ago. That same year, President Woodrow Wilson signed the charter creating that chapter right here in Southern Arizona, and here we sit very proudly, a very strong, vibrant chapter 97 years later.
That's great. So what are you guys doing now with the military?
Yeah, we have a sort of a legacy to continue.
Right. You're doing things with the local military, right?
Yes. We continue to provide emergency messaging. If a family anywhere in the country, let's take Southern Arizona, a family has somebody in the military, they deployed to Afghanistan, Iraq, it might be somewhere across the country. If the family has a medical emergency and they need to get a message to their soldier, their airman, their National Guard, their Army reservist, anywhere in the world, they are directed to call the American Red Cross 24/7. We will get that message delivered by someone affiliated with the Red Cross anywhere in the world in a matter of hours. And if the local family here in Southern Arizona wants to bring their man or woman home, usually for a last visit with a grandparent or a parent, if a woman is in labor and she wants her man home to be with her for the delivery of a child, we will do all of the research documenting that it is a medical emergency. We send the information electronically to the commanding officer anywhere in the world, and the commanding officer then makes the decision if and when to let the soldier or the airman or the reservist or guard member, anyone, come back on emergency leave. Red Cross doesn't make that decision. We are the impartial third party that gathers the information for the commanding officer. To my astonishment, when I started with Red Cross 12 years ago, I found out that between 1,000 and 1,100 families a year right here within our five-county area call our local Red Cross every year asking for emergency messaging and to help get someone home on emergency leave.
Wow. So what they did for your dad in World War II, the Red Cross continues to do for families in the military
right
now.
Right. What he experienced in 1943 happened. The same thing happened this morning, and it's going to happen tomorrow sometime.
That's fabulous. Okay, folks, we need to take a last break of the hour, and we'll be right back with Richard White from the Red Cross.
Visit the Fred and Jeff Show online at fredandjeff.com.
Do you suffer from irrigation leaks, a broken sprinkler, leaky valves, or you just can't find the problem? At H&S Garden, we provide high-quality, reliable service at reasonable prices. Our repair technician has over 25 years of experience. And if you hate pulling weeds, raking mesquite beans, or trimming those thorny bushes, just leave the dirty work to us. We're licensed contractors with 30 years of experience in landscape management. Our crews are professional and take pride in their work. We'll meet you on site to establish a program that works for you. Call today at 293-6488 or visit us at hsgarden.com. H&S Garden, a family-owned and operated Tucson small business.
Shelby, how does Five Star give back to its customers?
Existing monthly pest control customers who refer a friend to us receive a discount on their next service.
How about your current termite treatment customers?
When a customer's home is treated for termites, they refer a friend who has their home treated, they will receive an additional year of service on their termite contract.
Wow, that could add up to over $1,000 in savings.
Yes, it can. Log on to our website for details on our customer rewards program.
Five Star, the natural choice. 886-0045, fivestartermite.com.
When Jeff and I are looking for a good cigar, we head over to Anthony's Cigar Emporium.
That's right, Fred. They have a great selection, knowledgeable staff, a comfortable environment. It's the perfect place to buy a cigar for any time.
Three convenient locations, one at Oracle and McGee, one at Crossroads Festival at Swan and Grant, and their new location at Williams Center at Craycroft and Broadway.
Come on over to Anthony's Cigar Emporium, get your cigar, and you might even run into Fred and I, and you can tell us why you love Tucson.
Women Investing, an award-winning comprehensive financial services firm, offers customized programs designed to help grow and conserve your wealth. We encourage you to explore our website at powerwomeninvesting.com and learn more about the services we provide. If you would like to make an appointment, call us at 571-9053. That's 571-9053.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth, Tucson's News Talk FM.
And we're back. This is Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeff.
Hola, Tucson.
And joining us in studio is one of Tucson's heroes, Richard White, the executive director of the American Red Cross.
Great to be here with you guys.
So, Richard, we have rambled on, and this is the last segment of our show. We got about 12 minutes left. You got a lot to say. There's a lot that you guys are doing, so have at it. Tell us more about what the Red Cross does for Southern Arizona.
I want to mention one more important program, our services to armed forces. We received a small grant and were able to hire 10 additional staff who are working full-time with helping families while their service member is deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan or anywhere in the world. When they return with a myriad of issues following a deployment to a battle zone, and veterans of all wars, we are proudly finding housing. We've found housing for 36 homeless veterans that are off the street in real nice housing now. We have found jobs. We're helping military, as they're leaving the military, learn about their eligibility and understand their eligibility for veterans benefits. We touched 20,000 lives in the past year and a half right here in Southern Arizona.
That's great.
We are the only Red Cross chapter in the nation doing this. It's a local program. We are hoping to go statewide next year, and this is probably going to become a national program for the National Red Cross.
And this was through a local grant?
This was an initiative. We realized that we have so many veterans and so many military installations, and folks in uniform and veterans retired right here in Southern Arizona, that we wanted to leverage the resources of the American Red Cross and reach out. And we realized that for very small dollars that we could help thousands of local military families.
And it's five counties. It's Pima, Graham, Greenlee, Cochise, and Santa Cruz.
Correct.
Okay. So, in addition to helping the veterans, in addition to collecting blood products, you guys also have some other stuff that you're getting ready for.
Well, I want to briefly mention our emergency services. Every 46 hours, we get a call from the PIO of a local fire department telling us that one or more families have lost their homes to a fire. We have teams of volunteers. We dispatch them, and they are on the scene within 1 hour. And we will hand a debit card, which we'll load on the spot for the laptop, to a family, giving them the funds to for emergency shelter, for meals, to replace the clothing they've lost. We'll help them replace their eyeglasses, medications they've lost in the fire. Our mental health counselors will meet with them the next day. And if they need help with the first month's rent or a security deposit, Red Cross will provide this. This is free. This is a gift from the American people through the Red Cross to families who lose their homes. And this is something that goes on in every community across the country.
They say it's a gift from the American people through the Red Cross. So that obviously means the American people have an opportunity to participate in this.
With the exception of one small government grant, all of the funds that support our Southern Arizona Red Cross come from individuals, families, businesses, foundations. We have to raise about $1,200,000-$1,300,000 every year. And anyone who would like to support the Red Cross with a gift of any amount, we ask your listeners to go to redcrossarizona.org. That's redcrossarizona.org. Any gift will help. 91 cents of your gift is used for services to clients. We have very small operating overhead and fundraising costs, because when you donate a dollar, you want it to go to help people, and that's what happens when you make your gift to the Red Cross.
And if I remember correctly, the money stays, unless it's designated specifically by the donor to go somewhere else, it stays here in Southern Arizona.
There is the concept of one Red Cross, which is we're raising money to make sure that needs are met all over the country. If you designate your gift to stay in Southern Arizona, it definitely will. And we find that this is one of the most giving communities in all of the United States.
Oh, we would agree with that. And along those lines, you have an event called Heroes Save the Day. Can you tell us about that?
April 12th, Heroes Save the Day is a free luncheon. It's at the Westin La Paloma. If your listeners would like to attend, we would like to know within the next several days. They can go to redcrossarizona.org and register. We cannot have people just coming to the hotel because we've got to order a specific number of meals and have seating. This is a wonderful event where we honor individuals whose heroism has saved a life here in Southern Arizona. And we also are acknowledging that for many people, including the veterans I just mentioned and the disaster victims, that the Red Cross takes on the role of being a hero for local families right here. While the event is free, there is an ask for pledges. It's voluntary, of course, at the end of the event. The dollars raised will ensure a strong, vibrant Red Cross that can help all the military families I've mentioned, the disaster victims I've mentioned.
The children that get the blood products.
Anybody that gets blood products. To ensure that everybody who needs CPR, first aid, water safety training, wilderness safety training, can get the training they need from the American Red Cross. And that we will be ready for any size emergency. We're a very strong organization, lots of volunteers, lots of dedicated staff. And this is what we do. We're only as strong as the American community and the Southern Arizona community will support us.
Now, you cannot tell us who this year's recipients of the Heroes Save a Day are, because you want to make it a big surprise at the event. But tell our listeners who won the awards last year.
Well, I can tell you about some of the scenarios the last couple of years. Last year,
perfect.
One of the most compelling stories was a 14-year-old boy who woke up in the middle of the night hearing some noises and smelling smoke, noises he didn't identify. And it turns out that the house next door to them was fully engulfed in flames. He got up and was, because of his actions, his bravery, resulted in six people, all with physical disabilities and a number of pets, getting out of that home safely. Had this young man not been as brave and heroic as he was, most likely all of those people and all of those animals would have died in the fire.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. That happened locally here, Green Valley, I think.
It happened right here in Southern Arizona. We also had a group of men enjoying a tennis game. One of the men suffered a heart attack, and fortunately, his tennis partners had taken Red Cross CPR classes, and they knew how to perform CPR and end up saving the life of a good friend.
That's awesome. So those are truly the heroes that you're celebrating at your lunch. Folks that have saved people in town just through selfless acts.
We describe them as ordinary people going to extraordinary measures to save lives. And this year, we're going to pay particular attention to our men and women in uniform thanking them for their service and showing how we're helping them during while they're in the military and when they leave the military.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Do you have any corporate sponsors? Is anybody stepping up to the table to helping you guys underwrite this event?
I'm glad you asked. We do. I want to particularly thank Casino del Sol. For the second year, Casino del Sol has stepped up as our presenting sponsor. For years and years, every year of Heroes, we've had the Arizona Daily Star, we've had Empire Machinery, we've had Royal Automotive Group, we've had the Community Partnership of Southern Arizona, our friends at Raytheon, our friends at Walboro Automotive, and the University of Arizona Medical Center. These are corporations that have stepped up with corporate gifts and that help keep a strong, vibrant Red Cross here ready for every emergency.
That's great. That's great. So whose brainchild was this event? Has this event been going on for a while?
The Heroes event was the creation of our board of directors. It had been tried in one other community. This was something that was started in the year 2000. And over the years, we have raised more than $1 million for local services, and we have honored about 150 local heroes.
Wow. Do you guys find it hard to find local heroes for your event? I mean, it's typically when someone does, you know, when these folks pulled these other folks out of this burning house. I mean, I was reading the article that they said that the flames had engulfed the house and were 20 feet tall. Usually those folks aren't interested in kind of tooting their own horn that they did this fabulous thing. They just kind of like to float off into the sunset and be left alone. Do you have a hard time getting these folks to come out and get these accolades?
We frequently do have a hard time persuading someone who really is a hero to come forward. And what I found the most effective way of persuading them to come forward is to remind them that if they mention that the CPR class they took enabled them to save a child who was drowning, the first aid class enabled them to prevent their wife from bleeding to death when she fell while they were hiking on a mountain hours away from medical care, that it will incent other people to think about being heroes when a situation occurs, an emergency.
Or you mean, and I'm sorry, Richard, I don't mean to interject this, but you mean to put themselves in the position to be a hero, because
yes.
If you don't know CPR, if you don't know water safety, and you see some kid drowning or someone fall or someone having a heart attack or choking, you're worthless. I mean, you don't know what to do. But if you take those classes, you have put yourself in the position to be a hero, and that's an amazing thing.
When you take a Red Cross CPR or first aid class, you learn the skills, and you have the confidence to use them so that if an emergency should arise, and while people usually take Red Cross CPR for work, most of the emergencies occur at home, right in your house.
Wow.
With your immediate family. It's a kid or a grandkid who falls into a pool. It's a wife who cuts herself while she's cooking. It's a grandfather visiting and unfortunately having a heart attack or a stroke while they're there. While you call for 911 and wait for emergency responders, the skills the Red Cross teaches you often will enable you to keep your loved one alive.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And actually, as someone who worked on an ambulance, you know, it's critical, those minutes, those seconds between the time the call's made or the incident happens and first responders can get there, those are valuable minutes. And if somebody's there on the spot doing something, then that's really the difference between, you know, a good outcome and a poor outcome.
Yeah. And you know, the last thing I want to add before we go into our trivia question is no child in Tucson, Arizona or Southern Arizona should drown. If we all knew CPR, if we all had pool safety, no reason for children to drown in this community. It's horrible.
Well, we're going to give away a book, The Borderman, edited by Edward Ronstadt, the memoirs of Federico Jose Maria Ronstadt. And the first person who emails me at fred@friendjeff.com and tells us who the founder of the American Red Cross was, we'll get that wonderful book.
Great. So, folks, have a great week. Enjoy.